It is, Ian Ryan, with your pre-match warm-up. I say pre-match warm-up, it's a bit under the lights as well, Neil, this one, isn't it? We've called it pre-match warm-up, but we are bringing you this one. First time we've done it this season for the European Games, but I've got Neil Atkinson, Beth Lindop and John Gibbons with me to discuss this one. Neil, I'll start with you. We've just done the free show. We didn't really get stuck into PSG. We ran out of time, but maybe when it rains, it pours. I mean, this one could not be any harder. This is a really tough test for Liverpool on Wednesday night.
Yeah, they're a really good side. They're the reigning champions. They're the reigning champions for a reason. The score, what's dead interesting and perhaps hugely concerning from a point of view of a football team that can't deal with any adversity. They score across 45 minutes of football in the two legs against Chelsea. For the 25 minutes of the first game, the first 15 of the second game, they score with five consecutive shots. They have five shots and they score five goals across 40 minutes of football. They are very good at kicking it in the goal, and that can sound like I'm being reductive. I don't mean to. They're really good. They're a side that finishes really, really well, and I think they've also got that sense of poise that Liverpool have just lacked. I'd argue for the entire campaign. I'm including with Bournemouth first day, where they feel as though if something goes wrong, it'll be all right. Chances are going to come. They were 2-2 against Chelsea on the hour mark, and Chelsea, by all accounts, had played really quite well, and possibly maybe just even shaded it. But they were all right with that. It'll be all right. It'll come our way. The game will come our way at some stage. So that's the other thing that you're playing. But in loads of ways, I think that should be, and it's easy for me to say, but I think it should be quite liberating for Liverpool. They're going into it as emphatic underdogs. And not dissimilar to Manchester City, and I am going to drive myself a bit mad with this. These are going to score a goal, lads. They're going to score a goal. So just be psyched up like it genuinely should be. Part of the plan is, what are we going to do after we concede? Because across 180 minutes, we are going to concede.